Hello, welcome to the Friday, February 12th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Just a quick update on the Cisco Ike vulnerability. Well, nothing really new here. A couple of you had problems reaching the Exodus blog post. The URL, I think, changed a little bit. I just updated it in the diary, so you should have the most current URL there. In case it changes again, if you just go to the blog's homepage, you should be able to find the latest link. Many new cars have a feature that allows you to pair your Bluetooth phone to the car's audio system. Now, this is quite helpful if you're trying to use your phone hands-free, but also can have privacy implications, in particular in rental cars. In rental cars, I saw it a couple times where already a good number of phones had been paired to the stereo system. And in addition to that, the contact list had been uploaded to the car. Now, this is of course a big privacy problem, but it also may have helped a victim in Baltimore who had his car stolen. When he finally got the car back from the police after about 2 months, I think, he found that three different phones had been paired with his car's sound system, and with that, numerous contacts were also uploaded to the car, and with that, he was able to possibly identify the actual burglar by doing some social media research and open record searches, trying to figure out who essentially knows people with these names. An arrest, as far as at least the news article states, has not been made yet. I'm a little bit disappointed, maybe surprised, that police didn't look at that as well before returning the car. And Linux hosting company Linode apparently did deploy a number of Ubuntu 15.10 images with identical SSH server keys. This is of course a problem because now essentially any user of one of these servers can impersonate any other server's SSH service. Doesn't necessarily give them login access, but certainly man-in-the-middle access. Overall, best practice, whenever you get a system that was prepared in a larger deployment, it's always best to redo things like secret keys on the system because it's just all too common. There have been a number of other hosting companies that made the same mistake. And Netflix accounts are now also being offered for sale in large numbers. Now, given that Netflix subscriptions are not that terribly expensive, I think it's about $10 a month, these accounts are also relatively cheap, about a quarter per account. Now, the reason these accounts do apparently get compromised is essentially phishing. What typically happens is that the victim is being offered to download some additional software to improve their Netflix experience, maybe to, for example, download Netflix movies to their hard drive, or to bypass some of the VPN restrictions that Netflix has put in place more recently. And then, of course, when you try to use this software, you're being prompted for your username and password for Netflix, which is then stolen. It's not clear whether the password will actually be changed. So as long as it's not being changed, you don't really notice that anything is wrong unless you're running into an issue where Netflix will block your access because someone is already using your account. And Google announced that it will stop accepting any new ads for its ad network that take advantage of Flash. The new ads will no longer be accepted starting June 30th, and all existing ads will be removed as of January 2nd next year. So with the end of the year, you should no longer see any Google Flash ads. This isn't so far important in that some websites didn't get rid of some editorial content that is using Flash in order to prevent you from turning off Flash altogether. So with Flash being less used in advertising, it may also be less used in other content, and with that it will be easier to get rid of Flash altogether. Already, if you do turn off Flash, you will essentially run a little ad blocker in the sense that Flash ads will no longer display in your browser. Probably nothing you'll be too upset about. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.